This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Two Birds and a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. I'm going to call it the Live from the Winter Warm-Up edition of Two Birds and a Bat, typically from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. But today, just for today, coming to you from the Good Sports booth in the vendor area of the Winter Warm-Up here in downtown St. Louis at the wonderful Hyatt Hotel. Good Sports is a memorabilia company located in Edwardsville, and I believe, is it Belleville? Is the other location, Ben? Where's the other location for Good Sports? Oh, yeah, okay, so right now we're just in Edwardsville. Yep, 1980 Troy Road, Edwardsville. Let me tell you, great stuff. I mean, it's busy, some wonderful items that if you're a Cardinals fan or a sports fan in general, they've probably got something for you. I've always used them for fundraisers, and you know, I go in there, I pick out a few items, do them on consignment. We use them to raise money for our charity stuff every year, and they're very easy to work with, and they do a great job. And you can count on the stuff that you're getting from them, which isn't always the case. So we want to thank them for allowing us to record our podcast from their booth here. You know, we're going to have Benji Molina with us shortly as he'll get escorted down, Steve-O. I mean, he's got to be escorted to the booth. Have you ever had to be escorted
I've been escorted out many a places. But have you walked around this joint?
This is amazing.
I mean, what do you want to buy? Tell me.
Well, I mean, like I said, we have friends in high places. I would hope I wouldn't have to buy anything.
I got a world-renowned author at our table here, and I'm sure he has plenty of money. He might buy some stuff for us.
Well, we're excited to have with us today, and we'll introduce him as we're waiting on Mr. Molina to arrive. But we're going to friend, cohort in crime, so to speak.
Baseball lover.
I have to apologize to him because he's coached one of my sons so far in high school, and he is now, like, right in the midst of coaching my second son. But we're not here today to talk about coaching. What we're here to talk about today is a wonderful book that he's wrote that is an amazing thing that if you really want to go back in time almost a little bit and relive being a kid and what it's like and all the great stuff that we talk about on this show, this is a great book for you. So let's welcome in friend of the show, Craig Olah. What's going on, Craig?
Well, you know what, guys? Book sales have been so good recently that I was able to pick up this nice jacket.
Yes.
At the booth next door.
You see how things go on
this
here?
This is amazing.
So he's got this book, right? And he's people are interested in it. Like, we've been here for a little while. We've met some people. Benji was kind enough to autograph some books for him because Benji read, we were able to hook you up with Benji. You were able to share a chapter with him just to get his initial thoughts. Benji checked it out. Really liked it. It kind of tugged at his heart a little bit. I think it took him back to his own experience. He actually wrote a blurb for you.
Yes, he did. And it's an excellent blurb.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? I have a copy of what he said.
Yeah, what's he say there?
Well, he says, for every kid who ever picked up a bat and dreamed of hitting a home run, Este libro te tocará las venas de tu corazón.
Now that was pretty good. Do you speak Spanish?
Did he say La Tortuga come lechuga muy lechuga?
What did you just say?
Poca Espanol.
Poca. Okay, so what does that mean? What's he saying there?
He's saying that this book will touch the veins of your heart.
And, oh my Lord. That's deep.
You know, if you're a baseball lover or just a father or a son, you know, who loves baseball, this book will really
tug at the veins of your heart.
Yeah, I mean, it'll touch it. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the right environment for that. And, you know, you see how things go here at the winter warm-up, right? So Craig, you know, Benji's kind enough to autograph some books for him, and they're going to sell, you know. And so you've been talking to people, and people want to buy the book. So instead of ordering it, they just buy it from you for $20. So you see how this goes. He sold a few books for $20 cash. He comes back. He's got a sweet jacket on.
I mean,
pretty good deal.
I need to follow him around.
I was going to say, we need to follow him around. But, you know, this has been an interesting thing for me being on this side of the table. You know, I'd come to winter warm-ups in the past, and you see all this stuff, and you bring your kids, and you do all this. But you sit on this side, and then, you know, it's like anything else, right? Like, here we are, me, you, Steve Flowers, Craig Olisle, sitting behind a table, and people wandering up like we're somebody, and we got to tell them real quick that we're nobody. But the man will be here in a little bit, and the lines will get deep. But the truth is, if you're here, if you've never came, and you're a Cardinal fan, it's almost something you have to experience. Like, I guarantee you, there's people here that don't miss this.
Oh, every year. I mean, there's
every day renting hotel rooms.
But what I'm saying is, when this isn't, you know, it's always the same weekend. It's Martin Luther King weekend. I've been coming down here for years. I'm a big memorabilia guy. But when they have the autographed tickets go live, I mean, it is sold out quick. I'm sure Yachty took, you know, probably within a half an hour.
I watched him come out. It's mayhem down there right now. And, you know, the people that aren't even getting an autograph are 50 deep just trying to get a video of him autographed. He's a larger-than-life figure, rightfully so. We talk about it on the show all the time. I mean, the DeWitts and Mosaic and company, I mean, you know, you better make sure you got somebody that brings that kind of juice coming up here in a couple years, because, you know, but maybe that's how they look at it. They got a couple years to figure that out, right? Maybe. I don't know.
I you know, we talked about this a little bit on past shows. I would still like to see them put in a club option at the end of his contract. We got 2 years left with him.
Well, you know, you heard what he said.
He doesn't want to play anywhere else. He'll retire.
He has said that he will not play anywhere else, and if they don't want him here, and now, you know, I like how he put that, you know, but if he's not good enough that they want to re-sign him in any capacity, he will retire. He won't play for anybody else. Now, listen, you start saying stuff like that and then follow up on it. You start standing up for your city, which you guys know we're going to talk about today with Chris Bryant and his comments, but he's done it. I mean, he's let's face it, guys, he's talked the talk, he's walked the walk with Brandon Phillips. He doesn't let anybody get over on us. He's passionate, and, you know, he's performed at the highest level for his city. That's how statues get built, guy.
Well, now here's a question for you. And we've debated this.
Well, hang on. Before we go too further, I got one more question for Craig, because I know where you're going.
Well, I was going to ask him the question.
Well, I know, but my point is, last question about this atmosphere for Craig before we move on to your question. You wrote a book about basically the relationship between father, son, small-town baseball, what it means, how's it instilled. When you look out here, like when just saying that out loud, seeing dads with their kids here, and moms too. Let's not leave mom out of the equation. Mom, dad, but the kids. I mean, it just makes me think this is all, like, this is right. This feels right. How about you?
Well, this book, it's not just for small-town boys. I mean, I look around and I see all these kids here and their parents here. And, you know, to me, everyone here, I mean, has their own little community that they live in.
Sure.
I mean, in a sense, all of these kids, whether they're big city kids, small town kids, whether they're, you know, growing up poor, growing up rich, they're all, you know, baseball is that universal language. I mean, it speaks to everybody. And just looking around and seeing this crowd here, I mean, I see that the universal feel that baseball, you know, brings.
Yeah, I was just wondering if,
and
like,
for that matter, Cardinal baseball.
Yeah, for a guy like you, especially who's put pen to paper and put it down in words, if you get that same sense of feel that I get. I was just curious.
Oh, without a
doubt.
Okay,
continue, Mr. Flowers.
Well, here's the debate, and we'll continue to have it. Is it a big, full-size statue, Is it going to be a statue out there on the corner?
We can start with Craig, because that's, you know.
What do you think for Yachty? So let me just set it for you. You have how many statues? 12 statues out there?
You've got statues, but you've got one real statue.
But then you have one giant statue that sits right there at main entrance.
Well, talking to Benji, he talks a lot about loyalty. You know, loyalty is huge. You know, Yachty came as a Cardinal. He's going to end as a Cardinal. And, you know, the big statue, I mean, you put him up there with Musial and the other Cardinal greats. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the interesting thing is there's other Cardinal greats that played their whole career here that don't have a statue as big as Musial's. You could argue, oh, look who it is, our friends from Tsunami Waves. Look at her. Well, I just chatted with her. We're going to be doing some stuff with Carlos and Tsunami. We may have to get her on air over here in a minute and chat a little bit. That's you never know who's – there's so many great people doing great things around here. Okay, she is a just a tremendous asset to the Tsunami Waves. Marissa Diaz, our friend Selena, who helps Benji with all his stuff at the Cardinals, was able to meet her today, and we're going to start doing some more stuff with Carlos Martinez, we're happy to say. But okay, but back to this. That's the thing here. If people walk by, you got to say, hey, and you forget you're on air, right?
So, absolutely.
But no, so for me, there's been other guys that have done it. I mean, Bob Gibson, I mean, how big's Bob Gibson? Not very many pitchers better than Bob Gibson, right? Why doesn't he have a big statue?
Well, and that might be what they end up doing is saying there's one big statue. That's it. It's Musial. And now you got to have, you know, 15, 20. We know Pujols is going to end up with a small one. And I think Yachty's going to be
right there along with him. What did they always say about Albert? If he would have stayed, there would have been a big statue of Albert. We just assumed it, right? Right? Right. We just assumed on the first base side.
Without a doubt.
Okay. Why not Yachty then?
Well,
I see my point.
Craig said the word
loyalty.
Loyalty. I'm with you.
And listen, I've said 100 times. I don't blame. I don't blame Albert for leaving. I don't blame him. I don't blame the car. I don't blame anybody. It is what it is. If you get all those people in a room. The Cardinals go, man, I really wish we would have kept him for a variety of reasons. I guarantee Albert Pujols. Again, I'm not Albert Pujols, but I have a hard time believing he doesn't sit in his chair sometimes at night and think, man, I really wish I would have stayed. I wish it would have worked out. Whatever. And people say, well, it would have been real easy. All he had to do. And I'm like, listen, you don't know the whole story. Whatever. The reality of it is this. He's not here. Because that's all that matters is reality, right? He's gone. So the big statue is out of the question for him. It'll be a small statue. And rightfully so.
Well,
Will be retired because he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Number will be retired, but a small statue. Why wouldn't Yachty get a big statue?
How about this? The greatest catcher of all time.
Well, do you believe he is?
Where does he rank?
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying he was. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's an interesting thing. Catchers are different.
And if you put him in that category,
sure.
Big statue.
Yeah, because here's how you can look at this. Stan Musial was a great player. I mean, he's a top player of all time, right? But he wasn't the best. I mean, I know that's blasphemy to say around here, okay? Wasn't the best ever. He was, like, we look at him as an example of St. Louis Cardinal baseball. How do you not look at Yachty and not say, there's your example of St. Louis Cardinal baseball? So this is a great debate. It really is. And it's one that I think is for another day, but it's something that we can continue to have because I'm not quite sure it's ever going to go away. I mean, it's just an interesting thought.
It'll only go away when they build a statue. And if it's small, then that's what it'll be.
So what's your vote, Steve? Is it big or small?
I was a big fan of the big until you just told me, you know, reminded me of Gibson. And
he's not the only one that played his whole career.
Right.
I mean, it's different now.
It's different
with
now.
With free agency, I get it.
This is a tough argument to have before he's finished playing.
Well, that's the Hall of Fame argument, right? Like, I sit here and tell you he's a Hall of Famer right now. Some people want to dismiss the argument and say, well, he's not even done playing yet. And it's like, well, I'm telling you, if he decided today to call it a career, he's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
I'll compare it to the Sons of Chester.
Hey, book plug. Shameless book plug.
We're in about, what, the 15th chapter of 20 right now? Or
yeah.
Are we late? Are we far,
I think we're
further
a little
along
late.
Than that?
Well, we're probably in the 18th chapter
18th
of 20.
Chapter, okay.
But, no, I know what you're saying. And listen, I get that. I'm just saying that I have no reason to – I don't – well, okay, so Steve, here's the hypothetical then. Let's say he gets the statue. He gets the statue. Does that diminish Bob Gibson?
Well, that's where, you know, the thought process went when you mentioned it. So, yeah, maybe it does in the eyes of some. You know, and was Musial, was that statue because that was, you know, Bush, too, was the house that Stan built.
Do we put parameters on how you get a big statue? You got to be really, really good. You got to stay here your whole career. You got to represent the city well. Are we putting a thing together on? You see where I've taken your argument here?
You are taking it. You've taken it over. That's for sure.
But now,
Bob Gibson's a generation. I mean, he's a different generation. And I'll say this about Bob Gibson or Yachty, is they don't play for statues.
No,
you know, they play for that.
But that's why why they deserve. I mean, that the who they are, that makeup is why we're in this conversation.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
But that's my point, right? Like, foregone conclusion. What did everybody say? Oh, there went your statue. There went your big statue. You were going to have one on the other side of the stadium, just like Stan. Okay, I get it. And here's the thing. I love Yachty. You know that. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, Albert Pujols is going to go down as one of the top five players of all time, probably. Okay? So I get that. Statuesque, right?
Sure.
If he retires a Cardinal, he's a top five player of all time, he's whatever, then okay. And I understand, you know, you're going to look at Yachty's offensive numbers, even though they're better than they've ever been. You're going to look at him at the end of the career. You're going to talk about all these different things. You're going to do all this different stuff. The reality of it is those offensive numbers, no matter what he does these next couple years, are not going to be there. But the catching position is so different that I don't know how you don't take it into account.
Well, you had a tweet last night,
right,
about the top major league catchers in WAR.
Oh, my God!
Wins above replacement.
Did you see this, Craig?
And the criteria to get into that conversation was a minimum of 30% of your games had to be
at catcher. Give me a break.
Are you kidding me?
That's the whole point of the position, is that it's grueling. That, like, this Buster Posey thing's about to drive me up a wall. Let me tell you something. What catcher wouldn't like to move out of the position 30, 40 games a year and go play first base or do whatever? Yachty, what makes Yachty great is his understanding that they, you know, it's the old Jack Nicholson thing. You just did the video. They need me. You want me on that wall. You know, you need me behind the back. That's where I'm going to be.
Absolutely.
Jim, have you told your listeners a story about Yachty, about how he doesn't take, I mean, literally doesn't take one, hardly one day off.
Fortunately, we are a voice that, to the, in my opinion, the best fan base that there is. You know, I don't like the BFIB crap, but I do appreciate the fact that they know, and they know these things. And it's come out. He doesn't want to take a day off. I mean,
he doesn't want to take innings off.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to
How
take
many
an
times
off.
Have we been up 12 to 5, 12 to 3, and it's a ninth inning, he's still in there? He wants that next at bat.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to catch. He just. That's what makes
him
great,
that
right?
Is what warrants a big statue, right? It's those intangible things.
Yeah. You think Bob Gibson didn't want the ball? You think he wanted to come out of games?
Didn't
he pitch with a broken leg?
Are we putting another statue up?
Well, seriously. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. What about way back when? Does Hornsby deserve a statue?
Yeah.
Hornsby played his whole career.
I was told there was to be no math on this show
today.
Man,
that's terrible that I don't know that. And we've put and I don't have my computer out yet. But so that's my point. It doesn't even matter. My point is, what's the criteria for a statue? You know?
Well, we know he's at least getting one. We assume that he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And we can have that argument all day long. I'll battle it.
Sure.
Stats or no stats, whatever you want to say.
Yep.
So that gets him a statue. That gets him a number retired. That gets him a patch on the jersey. Got a lot of good stuff going there, right?
Yep.
So it comes down to big question, big statue, small statue. At this point, Jim, I think you convinced me. I really don't care. I want to see two more years, and I actually want to see a club option because I think he has a little bit more left in the tank.
The logical thing is, you know, how long does it take for the new backup, the new future at catcher? How's that go? We all know how minor leagues work. How does that roll? Does he take a different role, a mentor type role, and play once a week? You know, who knows, right? So we'll see. To be determined. To be determined, right? So we'll see. Lay it out, play it out.
That's it.
Right? Well, What a great piece we just saw walk by here. An autographed Yadier chest protector. Somebody, proud new owner, walking by. So that will be interesting. But, you know, maybe they need to revisit. Who knows? Like I said, maybe Busch Stadium was built that way originally, that they thought, well, if we ever have another great Cardinal, we could do that, right? So who knows? I would be curious to see what happens, though. But they've got room to do things. And let me tell you something. If they're gonna do something, they're going to do it right. They're going to market themselves.
Well, let's make something big enough and bold enough so this isn't a boring city anymore.
Yeah, we don't want to be boring.
Do not want to be boring.
We do. Oh, as somebody walks by, you hear the Chris Bryant sucks chant. We're going to cover that today. You know Benji.
You think he'll have an opinion on that?
He might have a thought. I think since we had lunch with him yesterday, I think we know he has a thought. We know that Yachty has a thought from having lunch yesterday. Here's the deal.
I know Benji's on his way down.
He's on his way here.
We need to go ahead and circle around because you need to promote Adam Smokehouse tomorrow.
I'm going to do that. First thing I'm going to do is remind everybody, check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. You guys can subscribe to the podcast there. It's free. You can download Yo Radio, which is going to be the future home of the Redbird Roost, where we're going to be syndicating all the great Cardinal podcasts in town here. If you're a Cardinal podcaster and you're listening to this show, why don't you go ahead and reach out to me, DM me on Twitter. I've talked to some of you about this. We're going to get that rolling before the start of the season. So download Yo Radio on your mobile device. It's free, but you can definitely subscribe to our podcast through twobirdsonabat.com. Make sure you find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. Go to Facebook, type in Two Birds and a Bat, like our Facebook page. Make sure you've clicked invite your friends, you've invited all your friends, and then when you see the pinned post, please comment on it. More importantly, like it and share it. That's how we reach more Cardinal fans to get them as part of the conversation. Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram, and of course, as I mentioned already, lineupmedia.fm is our home. And download Yo Radio on your mobile device, and you guys will be part of some of the great stuff that's going to happen here in the future. Do it while it's free, folks. Very happy to be associated with our partners in crime. You heard me mention Randy Green earlier. Patios, of course. I want to thank Adam Smokehouse. We were having lunch. We had lunch there on Sunday, just Benji, myself, and Steve. I also had the opportunity to set up a luncheon for Tuesday, so this podcast, actually by the time it gets cut and gets put out, we will have already had lunch a second time at Adam Smokehouse, but I'm sure it was good. You know, Steve, it's probably good, right? Absolutely.
I plan on it being very good.
So Adam Smokehouse, Watson Road, folks, please make sure you visit Adam Smokehouse. Tell him you heard about him on Two Birds on a Bat. Located on Watson Road. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Closed on Mondays, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'd be there today. Polo Asensio is not happy with us right now because he thought we were all going today. But we will be there tomorrow. And then, of course, they're delivering. They also do catering. And I'm telling you, folks, best barbecue in St. Louis, hands down. That's my personal opinion. I want to thank the Gators Baseball Academy. I want to let them know we're doing some great stuff with them, talking about doing some stuff with Molina, doing some interesting things. We're going to be there, actually, on Tuesday night. We're going to do a couple recordings maybe with Benji on a hit tracks and see how he does and just promote some of the great things they got going on over at the Gators Baseball Academy. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located in Missouri, Illinois, and now they do have the academy for all the prep players. Their four-pillar system is second to none. Folks, trust me on this. You're going to enjoy it. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. All right, so as I look at this thing, I got to say, you brought up the Chris Bryant thing, so we know we're going to touch on that with Benji today. I know we're going to have Craig, we're going to have you back afterwards.
Awesome.
Because one of the things we want to do, as I look up and I see he is making his way through the crowd, you know, they told me they were going to have to security bring him here, and now I kind of understand why. The guy's a rock star, right? So we're going to hear from some kids because that's what this is all about. Craig, you're going to earn your keep today. You're going to play producer. Are you prepared?
I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous?
But I think I can handle it.
We just want you to grab kids, sit them down next to Benji, tell them not to be scared, tell them to be prepared for a question. They can take a picture. He'll sign something, ready to go.
This is my first time on the radio.
Well, you've got a face for it.
He's got a promotion today already.
Yeah, you got a promotion today. You went from interviewer to production
assistant. I'm just
a
small town guy. I'm just a small town kid. Jim.
You're like, well, you're going to start singing Don't Stop Believing by Journey here in a second. All right, as Benji makes his way to the booth here, we're going to sit him down. We're going to start getting some kids ready. So, you know, let's see what we have as far as some of the kiddos around here that want to talk some Cardinal baseball.
Okay, so we're here with Haley. Haley, so you mentioned earlier that your favorite Cardinal is?
Yadier Molina.
And you just asked Benji Molina about growing up with Yadi. One of the things that, as I see you here, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
You don't have any, so you don't know what it's like to grow up with them, correct? All right, so you know he had another brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you imagine three brothers all in the same house, all trying to beat each other up on the baseball field? Can you even imagine that?
No.
You can't imagine that. Well, let me tell you, I think it worked out pretty good for them. I think it worked out pretty good for us as Cardinal fans, too, don't you? I do, too.
All right, she needs to answer.
Okay.
What item out of the whole place, what was the number one item you won and didn't get?
Yeah. Do you see? Have you seen something here today?
But
there's a lot of great items in here today. Have you seen anything today that you really want? Boy, you're thinking hard here. I see Mom. She's got her. Mom, do you know? No? Are you just getting here, maybe?
To meet Yadier Molina.
To meet Yadier Molina. Hey, you don't ask for much. You don't ask for much. He's met him.
Hey, I'm his brother, so.
It's no treat, right? Well, Haley, thanks for joining us today. I know Benji took care of you there, and we want to thank you for being on the show. Sound good?
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley.
Thank you.
Hey, who do we have to our right here?
Yeah, who do we have here?
What's
your
name?
My name is Lucas.
Lucas! What's going on, buddy?
Nothing.
You look kind of cool out there. Yeah. How you been?
Good.
How you like this?
Really good.
It's kind of like Santa Claus all over again, huh?
Yes.
Well, a little expensive Santa Claus, right? A little bit more money. What was your item? Can you tell us? One item that you wanted that you couldn't get.
I pretty much got every item.
Every item?
Every
item? Where's his dad?
Yeah,
that's
where's his dad?
Know.
Hey, I got to tell you, we walked to the place here,
wow.
And Benji was struggling to pull 20 out of the wallet to get a Yadi statue over there, for Pete's sakes.
Wow, Dad. Awesome. Wow. Oh, the big one with the trophy?
Yes.
Wow, how much was that one?
$1,200.
Hey, come on, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
My bag's full. Yeah.
I think he has a question for you, though, Bimo.
Oh, he got a question?
Who was faster, you or your brother?
Oh, my Lord, the fast question has raised its ugly head.
Hey, let me tell you this very simple, buddy. All I know is I ain't the fastest one. They could be faster than me. He could be faster than me. You could be faster than me, right? I am not that fast, buddy. So it's me. I'm the slowest one. Probably Yadi's the fastest one, though. Because Hosey, me and Hosey, we kind of go nose to nose right there, man. Any other questions?
No.
Are you sure?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, go have fun, man. Go get you that Lou Brook one. I hope you get it.
Yeah, that's a 3 foot tall bobblehead. They are expensive.
Let me tell you, there are so many great items here. But hey, listen, never forget this. I love when the speed question comes up, but everybody needs to remember one thing, and I know he likes to remind them. Okay, you may not have been the fastest, but you got a cycle, pal. And who doesn't have a cycle?
How did I forget that? Hey, come here, buddy.
Lucas. This guy's got a cycle. Okay?
I got one more cycle than Willie Mays.
Than Willie Mays. Willie Mays doesn't have a cycle.
Now, do you know what a cycle is?
No.
Okay, let's teach him what a cycle is.
I don't know.
Really?
Look at Dad, boy. Dad's like, come on, you know what a cycle is.
Dad's over here in a Lou Brock jersey. He's like, my son, come on, don't fail me now. A cycle is when you have a single, a double, a triple, and a home run all in the same game. Now, you tell me how this guy got a triple.
He had to hit a long way, didn't he?
Hey, two people fell down. Yeah. I hit the ball, they went to commercials, and then they came back, and I was sliding in the third. That's how long it took.
Let me tell you. But hey, the best part of the whole deal, like I said, he likes to remind people that he has a cycle and Willie Mays does not. So
yeah.
Good stuff as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Great stuff. Thanks for being on the show. We got another young gentleman here. Hey, Benji, I got to ask you, okay? Who do we have with us here? What's your name, pal?
Colin.
Colin?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Colin?
St. Louis.
You are from St. Louis. I got to tell you, Benji, I know what you're going to say.
Hey, first of all, I love that blue jersey.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. I saw you sporting the powder blue on the caravan. Okay, so you were out on the caravan wearing the powder blue jersey. This young man is sporting the powder blue. So when the powder blue jerseys came out, did you have to get one?
Yes.
Is it your favorite jersey now all of a sudden?
Kind of.
Hey, wait one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Turn around. What the heck?
What's
he
got?
No name.
No name on it? Okay.
Yeah, at least put your last name on it, buddy.
Who do you have at home?
Oh, Yachty.
Oh,
a
okay.
Yachty jersey?
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's got a Yachty jersey.
All right. We forgive you.
What's your who's your favorite Cardinal?
Yachty
is your favorite Cardinal?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy grew up with him. You got any questions for him?
No.
You don't have any questions? You just want to say, let's go Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
Cardinals going to win it this year? They're going to win the World Series? Do you like what's been done? You see them coming back into the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
You excited about it? Now, Benji always asks all you guys one question, so he's going to ask you.
Yeah, what's the item that you couldn't get that you wanted?
I don't know. That's too hard. There's a ton of great stuff.
That would be my answer.
Yeah.
But anyone, like, you can pick?
Yeah. Is there anything you saw that was really cool that you're like, man, I really like that?
Maybe something autographed by Yachty, I guess.
Oh,
okay. There's a lot of them. Mom,
you hear that?
I know.
Let's go around. Come on, one more trip.
We hate to spend your money for you, but, Mom, there's lots of Yachty stuff.
One more trip.
All right.
It might happen, buddy.
Thanks for being with us today. I hope you had fun, and let's go Cards.
All right, Chrome, I got a question for you. I got a young man down here, but I got a question. So I got to decide on the next thing for the basement. Is it going to be the St. Louis, Saturday home jersey signed by Yachty, or a Yachty chest protector? What would look best in the man cave?
Oh, no, that blue jersey, man.
I think I'd go cream.
No.
The home jersey. You like the blue one.
What is the other one? The one like kind of like cream color?
Yeah, the cream.
Oh, I love that one.
That one I think I'm going to go with. And it's St. Louis across the front. Yeah. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, we'll get him to sign it, man.
So that over the chest protector, right?
Yes, that would be me.
Okay. All right. All right, I got another young man down here, and he has something very special to get signed.
Uh-oh.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us your name and what you got.
My name is Cy. It's spelled C-Y.
That's Cy Young?
Yes.
All right.
Wait, now my question right?
Yeah.
What was it like to win the World Series?
Wow. You know what? It was the best feeling ever. Electric. I don't know how to explain it. I got chills all over just thinking about it. A lot of times Yachty's a big fan of putting YouTube videos of highlights and of anybody. And then he puts our highlights or something, and then that fly ball comes up. You know, and it's chills, man. It's just so unreal. And then the caravan going around, you know. So it is a great feeling, man. I love it. I love that feeling. I want to go back to it, you know.
So, Jimbo, Cy brings, it looks like, a 2001 Fleer.
Check out the number, buddy. What number am I?
Baseball card.
Yeah.
He's number, is that five?
Number five, baby.
Number five.
Albert Pujols called you when he got called up. Albert Pujols called you and said, what number do I go with, BMO? Is that how it went? So number five was the number?
That was my first number.
5'11", 207 pounds.
5'11", 207.
A very svelte.
Hey, what was that year?
Benji Molina.
Well, no wonder he had a cycle. What year was this?
2001.
That's 17 years,
This is
bro.
Really his first. Like a full year was 2000 in the bigs, right? 473 at-bats, 130 games.
How's he look? Let me see.
133.
How's it look?
133 hits, 14 bombs, 71 RBIs, a 281. Would you take a catcher that, 130 games, bats 281. Would you take that?
Well, yeah,
would you pay that, man?
I'll take it right now.
Absolutely.
Bro, number five. You know who took my number?
Who took it?
Ron Gant.
Ron Gant took it.
Came on a trade. They didn't offer a Rolex or nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Hey, listen, just said, hey, that's my number. I said, no,
I've said this 100 times. He did play in Toronto, had a good year in Toronto. But he hit home runs in parks where they notoriously do not hit home runs.
Real
14 jacks. Stadiums,
yes, in those
281.
Stadiums. So, yes.
You got to sign this for young Cy here.
He can hit Cy. That. Hey, Cy, thanks for being with us today, bud. We appreciate it. All right, we got a couple more young ladies down here interested in meeting the svelte catcher that is to our right. Svelte, that's going to be the new word, right? Svelte. So who do we have with us here? What's your names?
I'm Macy Miklich.
Okay.
And I'm Brooke Hampton.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Lewistown, Illinois.
How far away is that from here?
Like 3.5 hours. Oh,
three and a half hours. So you made the trek, right?
Yeah.
When you were on your way up here, do you have any idea you might be sitting next to a World Series champ, Gold Glove winner?
No.
No? All right. So you like the Cardinals?
Yes.
Yeah? Who's your favorite player?
Yachty.
Yachty's your favorite player. How about you?
Matt Carpenter.
Oh, Matt Carpenter.
Hey,
not
that's
a bad
choice, too.
Good
she
choice.
Looks like a salsa eater.
Good choice. Yeah, you you've got your salsa on. Shirt on.
Did you buy the salsa?
No.
He had the salsa last year. He loved it.
Yeah, I really did, Jimbo. I mean, it wasn't no joke. It was a real, real good salsa from the ingredients from their garden. So, I mean, it's really cool. You should go get it. They sell it, you know.
Wait, where do they sell that?
They, what was that store?
Schnucks,
yes.
Schnucks.
Oh.
So you need to stop at a Schnucks and see if there's some on your way out. Okay, so you guys, you know, you showed up. You wanted to get your picture taken with Benji, and I said, no, you got to talk. So you got to ask him one question. What's your one question for Benji today?
I don't know yet.
You got to come up with one. Come on, make it simple. Go
ahead. There's so many questions to ask.
Yes.
Like I can ask you, hey,
how about he'll ask you a question? Here, we'll do that.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm talking to you.
Yeah, so where do you go to school?
Lewistown.
Do you take a bus or you walk?
I have a high schooler pick me up.
See?
Yeah.
You just come up with the question.
Oh, okay.
I don't go to school and I don't take a bus.
Okay, so. I do have a question. How does Yachty feel about like the whole Chris Bryant thing?
Oh!
As you know.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Hey.
As you know, Yachty doesn't like when people mess around with his city, right?
Yeah.
So he's very fired up. He's very mad. He doesn't like it. That is very disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
You know? So I think Yachty it can't wait for the season. I think it's happening. I think we're going to have a couple fights. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would be cool.
No. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, he's fired up. He doesn't like it at all. You're not supposed to talk about anybody's city. Yeah. If you have a problem with him or with somebody, you should say something, but not the city. So, Yachty's pretty mad. He's not doing good with that one.
Well, I was like stalking his Instagram, and I was going through, and I saw that. So
yeah. Do you understand Spanish?
No, I had to translate everything.
Did you say you follow Yachty on Instagram?
Oh, of course
he
I do.
He is crazy on there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, Benji, you got to watch him on Facebook. He goes Facebook Live for everything.
Yeah, everything. So, I don't know how I do it, but.
So I need to add you on Facebook then?
Yeah. I don't understand Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, but I somehow.
He don't understand it. He just starts throwing it up like care to the wind.
I asked everybody. I didn't know how to do a boomerang.
Oh.
I didn't know that until yesterday when I went, and I asked somebody and they told me how to do it.
So you did it?
Yeah. You want me to show you real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. It's a social media experiment here
this
live.
This is it,
on
man. This is, we're going to get educated. Maybe we need slides and a projector.
Look at how easy it was, and I didn't get it, man.
So while we're doing the social media experiment here, these young ladies touched on a subject that I know we're going to have a full-blown conversation about. Uh-oh. You guys are famous now. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Hey, how do I do this?
So as Benji learns how to use his Instagram even more, that's a subject we're going to talk about it here. We're going to wait until the kids are gone, though, so we can have an adult conversation about Mr. Bryant. Steve-O, don't you think that's probably
bad? Well, here's the deal. I don't think you're going to get the kids to leave here. This is what Winter Warm is all about.
That's true.
They are building fans at an early age. I got like a 3- and 4-year-old over here.
Who do you got down there? Who you got?
Who do we got down here?
I'll tell you what. I've been watching these little guys. I've been loving them since the beginning.
Reed.
Who we got down there?
All right. We got Reed and his younger brother. Cannon. Reed and
Whoa.
Cannon.
I
want
to sign him.
Yeah. That's it.
If that's his name, you imagine how hard he would throw?
He's got a pitcher's name. It's going to happen.
At least his last name is not Ball Four.
Right. And you have a librarian's name. I know. It's a bad joke. You're a librarian. Mom's a librarian. This is crazy.
I love librarians.
Did you spell it R-E-I-D then?
No, it's R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D. All right. Wow. You guys got a question for Benji?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I know, I'm
intimidating. Hey, we're not on TV, buddy. Listen, is radio, so you don't have to worry.
I got a face for radio, so I think these kids get a little scared when I start grilling them.
Ask them if you ever played T-Man. What's your play?
Ask them. Who's your favorite player? Who's your favorite player?
They're getting all shy on us
now.
So the
question is, Benji, is did you ever play T-ball, or when did you start off, and what league did you go right into?
How old are you?
How old is he?
I started playing baseball when I was 3 years old. That was my first glove, my first ball, and obviously I was carrying a Pampers, you know, a diaper around first base. But that was our first experience at 3 years old. Three. 1 year younger, buddy.
Now, was that coach pitch?
No, that was T.
T-ball, okay.
T, and then 5-6, that's when the coach pitch. 5-6. Hey, Mom, do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think so.
Ask him if he plays Batea.
Do you play Batea?
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's why we get better. The little tip from the beer cans, you know, I mean, not the beer cans, the beer bottles, you know, those little things. Oh, yeah, all the time. On the road, we play outside, we make Yaddy look bad, Ozzy. You know, they make me look bad anyways. But, yeah, we did. And we do right now. A lot of kids play it still on the street. Yeah, that's how they get better.
Watch the ball.
Hey, use beans and corn, hand-eye coordination. That's good. That's how we got a little better.
All sorts of tips for those that might not have a ton of resources there, right?
Hey, I tell you what, man, I've been eyeing these two up since the get-go. This is what it's all about, folks, the kids, you know, the young people that are down here. And I will say this, the best part of the whole deal is even the adults, and if you walk around here and what you see is you get to see a bunch of adults and get to act like kids for a day. And at the end of the day, this is fun. We're having a great time here. We've met all kinds of people, and as they keep kind of pouring in, we're just going to keep letting them do so. Now, Benji, we got a really shy gentleman to our right here. He doesn't want to ask a question, but he really wants to meet you.
Really,
his name
shy?
Is Sam. He's from my hometown.
You know what, Jimbo?
Okay. Yeah.
I was really shy when I was growing up.
Were you really?
I lost it a long time ago, but I was
really
shy.
You believe that? Big guy like this, do you believe he was shy once? You think he could have been shy, or do you think, I don't know?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, Sam wanted to meet you, but he was really shy. But his favorite player is Matt Carpenter, but he also really likes Yachty. And he thinks the Cardinals are going to win it all this year, too.
You really do think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he's really excited, and I think Mom just wants to get a quick picture with you. And we'll let Sam go check out some more memorabilia. He looks excited to be here, so we want to thank him.
Thank you.
And, guys, we are going to have a conversation, an adult conversation about the Chris Bryant and Yachty comments here in a little bit, but while we're taking advantage of getting some of the kids in here.
Hey, do you think,
what do you got, Steve-O?
You know, I mean, obviously out on Twitter is the fact that Bryant reached out to Dexter Fowler to reach out to Yachty and basically offer an apology.
Well, I think what you've let the, you know, what do I always say? Okay, it's real easy it's real easy after you've ran your mouth to say you're sorry when you realize what you've done, right?
Right.
Very, very easy to do. Now, does that mean never apologize? Does that ever mean not sorry? But look, I don't buy it, okay? You're not going to tell me he didn't know what he was doing.
Well,
he knew what he was doing.
And I will say this. Was he having fun? Probably.
Yes.
Sure, he was doing that. But, you know, if anybody out there doesn't understand why Yachty did what he did and why Brevia said what he did, then I'm sorry. And I don't live in a paper house and everything's rainbows and puppy dog tails. We live in a competitive world, and these guys play at the highest level. And that competitive fire is what goes on here. And if you don't understand why Yachty did what he did, then I don't know, how you understand sports in general, to be quite frank. You know, you heard Benji mention earlier that this is Yachty's city. Somebody had mentioned earlier, you know, the city's been really good. John Burby has said it. It was his words. You know, Yadier Molina has been very good to St. Louis. St. Louis has been very good to Yadier Molina. So if you don't understand why Yadi said what he said, and then you probably don't understand sports. And I appreciate what he said. You know, I think it's fun. I've said it 100 times over. One of my good friends is a Cubs fan. He doesn't want us to like them. He doesn't want to ever like us.
The rivalry is better, you know, with fuel like this.
You know, so, yeah, so
unnecessary fuel, but
sure,
we'll take
unnecessary.
It.
And better. We talked about this a little bit at lunch yesterday.
Right.
At Adam's Smokehouse, our favorite barbecue place in St. Louis.
At Adam's Smokehouse.
Which we'll be back tomorrow, by the way, at noon. Hey, come see us. We're going to be there eating again tomorrow at noon.
If you grew up in Las Vegas, in right. Sin City,
right?
Okay, and you now live in what they call the second city in Chicago, and you play ball, yes, St. Louis is a very, very boring city. You're absolutely right. But you don't get the right to say that. I can say it because I'm here, right?
That's right?
All the time.
That's right.
There's not a whole lot of people that travel here for things outside of Cardinal baseball.
Right.
We have some great things. We have a great zoo. We have the Arch Grounds. You can go on and on and on. But it's just not a destination city. I get it. But you want to run your mouth, there's going to be consequences to pay.
And it will be.
Absolutely.
See, I mean, during the whole year, they play them, I think, 18 times.
19 times, right?
So yeah. It's going to be something happening.
You know, Benji, I was going to ask you. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about the stuff that happened with Brandon Phillips. And then, you know, because I had kind of tweeted out, you know, anybody that knows Chris Bryant, you may want to say, hey, might not be a good idea when you go up to the plate the first time to tap Yadi on the guards and say, hey, how's it going? Because that probably won't go over real well. You were kind of saying that we were talking a little bit.
He might come up to him and say sorry. That's what I'm guessing.
He might. But, you know, Yadi says things under his mask all the time. We see him talking umpires. We see him talking other players. You know, typically, you know, you might be say, hey, man, how you doing? If it's somebody you know, you might, you know, have some fun with them or do something like this. You know, and again, I'm not going to sit here and say Yachty's not looking for a fight here, but the reality of it is it's probably not going to be – his mindset's not going to be pleasant at the time. I have a hard time.
It won't be.
So what's acceptable? Are you going up and in? Do you hit him with the pitch? What's acceptable in this?
I don't think you got to hit him. You just let it play
out.
Beat him. I don't think
– Yeah, beat him.
But I don't think you got to start that thing right now after they both say what they got to say. He said he was boring. Yadi said he's an idiot. You know, I mean, just leave it like that. Let's go at it, and then let's play it out, right?
All right.
That's what I would do. Maybe when I was playing I would do something different, but that's what I'm thinking from outside.
It'll be interesting to see.
It will. It will be.
Because I think we got them early in the season.
Well, I think it's – is it May? Somebody put on Twitter yesterday May 5th or 6th is going to be real interesting.
So I might jump out of my booth.
So. I was going to say. Well, I think it's in Chicago. Are you going to fly in and do an away game in Chicago? Can we get that?
No. I'm home.
You'll be at home. So we have a fan that when she walked up, I noticed her right away because she has an M4 hat.
Yeah.
And you are always sporting the M4 hat. So
and if she wants, I can ruin it with my signature.
Well, you could ruin it with your signature, or yeah, you could bless it with your signature, one or the other. But she's a big fan, and we want to welcome her to the show. Her name is Lydia. Lydia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
We're doing well. You're here at the Winter Warm-Up. You're wearing an M4 hat. We're going to assume you're a Cardinals fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good to be here.
So I also understand that you're the one person out of all these people that are gathering, you actually listen to our show.
I do, yeah. I listen to it every week, and I really enjoy hearing you guys.
Well, now...
Oh, watch out for your curse words, Dan, man.
No, that's right. So now...
we got kids listening.
Now, Jim Cromer here. Who is your favorite?
Wait.
Who is your favorite guy on the show? Now, this is Jim Cromer here. Who's your favorite guy on the show?
I think you all bring really good things to the show. Like, Benji, I really enjoy hearing your insight as a former big leaguer, and I think they're always good discussions.
Well, let me tell you.
Hey, the show is PG-21, by the way.
Yeah,
so PG-21. It's good, though.
So, you know what? Lydia, I was totally expecting you to say Steve Flowers or Benji Molina, not me. No, I'm just kidding. We know our pecking order on the show. We know that everybody likes to hear from Benji. You're a big fan, obviously. We were just talking about a subject while you were sitting here getting ready to come on. I talked to your mom, and I was kind of curious if you would be up to date on something like that, being that you're a little younger. But you are aware of the comments that Chris Bryant said and Yachty's reaction. As a fan, how do you feel about those things?
Well, I totally support Yachty. I think that he totally has the right to defend his city, and if I were in his shoes, I would be really upset about what Bryant said as well.
Well,
you got it.
See, that's the way you look at it. You know,
that's the way a lot of fans are looking at it
now. For sure. So, we're not condoning violence, of course, here, but it's okay to play with passion, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I know Yachty in general is a pretty fiery and passionate guy, so I think he was just kind of expressing his opinion.
Yeah, no, that's true. Now, this guy to your right grew up with Yachty. He's got some interesting stories from time to time, and, you know, we're going to see, hey, Benji, she says she knows Yachty to be fiery and passionate, and she's okay with that. So the question is, what's your most fiery and passionate memory of him as a kid? I think you've told this story. You told a story on the show one time that you knew Yachty was going to be who Yachty is today when he did something. And I want to say it had something to do with he got called up and played with older, like adults when he was a kid, and he still didn't take any crap.
Everything happened really fast. I'm gonna try to be brief about it. But he was 15, and they were having a good, nice game. The other team kept hitting our guys, and Yachty didn't like that, right? So he was in the under circle waiting to hit. The guy hitting is one of his best friends. He got thrown out of head. It didn't hit him. But Yachty, by the time that guy got up from the ground, Yachty was fighting with the pitcher, right? So he was out there beating him up, and then he beat up another guy too. So he got suspended. He couldn't play anymore. So my dad said, oh, you like to do that? All right, let's go. He was very upset and took him to a league that the average age is 30. And he's 15.
And he's 15 at this time.
Yeah. So everybody's like, oh, man, what are you dad doing? You know, he's going to fail. He's going to do this. He's not going to like it. They end up winning the championship with him catching at 15 years old on a league that averaged 30 years old. And everybody asked me how Yachty got so quick, got that experience. I'm like, he had to go through tough times. He grew up in a really, really rough neighborhood at that time. I grew up in a nice neighborhood. Walking outside, calling on the payphone, which you don't know what it is, but he grew up in a really rough one. So I think all that life lessons made him who he is today. Really tough, really loyal. That's a word nobody uses to describe Yachty.
And, yeah, and loyalty is a big thing.
We should hear it more, right?
So, you know, you mentioned, Lydia, you mentioned fiery, passionate. What's it make you think as a fan, or how does it make you feel as a fan to know how loyal Yachty is to the city?
I think it makes me feel really good. It's really important for me to know that the Cardinal players are going to stick up for their city and defend it if people are making comments like Bryant made.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we've enjoyed having you on the show today. I know Mom's probably going to get a pick of just you and Benji here before you go. And, you know, like I said, if you want him to ruin your hat, he'll be happy to sign it for you. But that's completely up to you. Oh, what do you got?
Picture, okay?
You got to take a picture. Here we go.
They're right here. Come on, Jimbo. What the heck, man?
All right, good stuff. Hey, we're enjoying it, Lydia. Thank you. You've been a great guest.
Mom's over here.
Oh, Mom. Well, I didn't know who was taking it. All right, good show. All right. All right, Lydia, you've been a great guest. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, she was fantastic. We're having a great time here as we welcome in some people. Guys, I want to say this. You know, everybody's been having some fun. We have on social media sending out some pictures, like old video and things like that. You know, there's been a couple people go, oh, yeah, it's senseless. And guys, listen, let me tell you something again. I'm going to say this. I understand that, like, Jason LaRue, I mean, that was an awful thing that happened to him, okay? things like in sports, competition levels get really high. Okay, emotions run really high. Okay, don't tell me about how this was somebody else's fault. This is the guy that started it from the beginning's fault for letting these guys know better. Like you played, Benji, you can't tell me that if you incense a riot, you can't tell me that you don't understand the consequences of the riot.
Okay? No, we do.
Yeah.
We
you
do.
Can't,
we
you
have
can't
that.
Look at it later on down the road and go, well, I'm not well, the one that
think
kicked
Yadi
him
answered.
Up. That's right. That's right.
That's
so,
why Yadi answered.
Sure.
Same way with Contreras when he said the dumb comment
right.
last year
right.
before the season started. Yadi fires back.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So
for
they
sure.
know what they're saying.
For sure.
You know, and the funny thing for you guys is that on Friday, Yadi's flying to Puerto Rico.
Right.
For Javi Baez's wedding.
Oh, boy.
And Brian is probably going to be there, too, so.
Yeah, that'll, you think
but
maybe.
But we're in our homeland, baby.
Yeah, that's
so
right. He's on home turf. Yadi will be on home turf.
To a church's fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because we'll be looking for him.
Yeah, and maybe they'll hash it out down there. Who knows? You know what I mean? And listen, in the end, emotion is great for sports, okay? And an emotionless game is boring. Could we all agree? We got a whole slew of fans here. Do you want to watch an emotionless baseball game? No, you do not.
Fired
so
up.
There's nothing yeah. wrong with emotion. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, there is a limit that you hope to not cross.
Hey, there's something wrong with 10-degree weather.
That's emotional. No. That'll make you emotionless.
Now. I don't want to play now.
But, you know, listen, again, I'm not condoning violence. I'm not condoning the it's a terrible thing. Okay, but I'm here to tell you, if you don't understand it, if you don't get it, then you don't understand what it takes, you know. It's funny, there's a line, I think it's in Bull Durham, where he says, it takes a certain amount of arrogance and fear to play this game, okay? Confidence, having that drive and that fire, it's all important to play at that level.
And it's all like you said, it's men against men.
That's right.
This is not men against a 10-year-old. These are all grown men. That they'll fight against each other for the win for their city.
Right.
Chris Bryant will do anything for their city.
Sure.
It's the same for us. We'll do anything for our city, and we'll defend it. So, I mean, this is a lot of fans need to understand the competition level on it.
Right.
You know, and they might be all toppy-toppy when the game starts.
Right.
But it's St. Louis against Chicago. That's what it really is.
Well, I can tell you, when it comes to being a kid and playing the game of baseball, I'm going to welcome in a guest. Now, he's no kid. Now, we've been talking to kids. We've been having a great time. And any kids that are still around here, you guys, you know, we'll, if we have time, we'll keep going to you guys. But I want to welcome in a guy that we have here, a guest to the show. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, for these kids, you know, like, you know, we like to do that whole, well, back when I was young and back when I was little and all this kind of stuff. Well, this gentleman to my right actually wrote a book about being little. About what it was like when he was young, playing baseball, that romantic setting in a small town. Now, a lot of you know, and let's a show of hands in the audience. How many of you guys out there are aware that Benji Molina wrote a book about girls? Are you guys aware? Who's read it? Keep your hands up if you've read the book. How good a book is that?
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic, yes. Yes, and the guy to my right has read it. And I'm here to tell you, if you have not read the book, Molina, you absolutely should. So there's my recommendation to all you guys. The book that Benji wrote about growing up, what it was like. You know, think about it, guys. Three catchers, same house, all in the big leagues.
I'm not much of a reader, Jimbo.
Yeah, yeah. But
no, you're not. No, I'm not.
You're not well
read.
I'm
more of a picture guy.
Right.
But two nights had this thing knocked out. It
yeah.
was awesome.
Let me tell you something. You laugh, you'll cry. Like, you'll literally cry. And there's things that it's amazing. So I don't know how much of an inspiration Molina might have been for this book, but I want to welcome in. He's a good friend of mine. Coaches baseball, actually, in the town I live. And I was like, when he contacted me about this, I was like, holy cow, what is going on here? So dude's writing a book about growing up and playing baseball in a small town. So I want to welcome to the show Craig Ola. What's going on, Craig?
Oh, it's so nice to be here with you guys. And this is a great, great festive atmosphere down here at the winter warm-up. It's so awesome to be here, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
So you wrote a book called The Sons of Chester about – here, let me tell you what. So you wrote a book about being young, growing up in a small town, playing baseball. So do our listeners a little bit of a favor. Tell us kind of like what it's about. Let's give us a quick overview of what it's about.
Well, it's exactly what the cover says. It's a tale of small-town boys, baseball, and very big dreams. and it's a book filled with character. The town, I mean, it's a very unique town. It's got a, it used to have a death row maximum security prison in there. It's got a maximum security mental health facility. It's just a really unique town on the river. It's just about an hour and a half south of here, and to me, it's a town that's it's American town. It's filled with characters, and it's what makes, in my opinion, what makes this country great. And I know, Benji, from reading your book was a true inspiration to me, and I brought it in here, and I just want to recite one line from it, which really stood out to me. Benji said, he's talking about his father, and the Sons of Chester is all about, the theme is all about fathers and sons.
That book, it was a tribute to my dad, by the way.
Yeah,
and my mom, because if I don't say my mom, mm-hmm. I get in trouble. But
all going to start crying up here? Like the eyes
I'm
are getting
sorry, get
the
all
eyes
sentimental,
are getting watery up here.
But,
yeah, no, I get it.
That book is pretty strong, though.
The book was a true inspiration to myself and my co-author, and just one line really stood out to me. And it's playing in the major leagues was not Pi's dream. His dream was to be a good father and husband and raise good sons.
It was the truth,
and
man.
That book just, it was that line just
like
really stood out to me.
Just my whole body, the chill over my body right now, because it's funny that we just had this conversation yesterday. Obviously, a lot of people who have listened to the show know I've coached our kids with Steve for many years. I've coached a lot of kids over the years. I've talked to Benji about this numerous times to get his insight, and we talked about yesterday. You know, Craig, you actually coached my son.
Sure.
You know, I hope and wish for him all the things that he wants to do. And I had an older son that played for you as well. And he was a good player. He wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And his college career is already over. We talk about the coaching and the element of being a father or being a coach. What I want for him are the things that he got out of it to carry with him forever. Now, your book talks like it has shaped you, I'm assuming, where you grew up. You really feel like it shaped you into who you are today.
Sure. Well, it's a book about the bonds of town. It's a book about the bonds of brothers. Benji can relate to that for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a book about the bonds of fathers and sons. And
I think, I'm sorry, I'm going to let you finish in a minute.
Sure.
I think it's very important for everybody to know that the time that you spend with your kid, it's so special, man. And that's what my dad showed. He got up at 4:30 in the morning, went to work at a factory, standing up for that many hours until 4 to come back home, sit down for half an hour, have something to eat, maybe a drink, and let's go out to the field. I mean, this is sacrifice. So this is what I tried to say in the book. It's a tribute to him and my mom. So it's just very important for us to understand that, you know, how much sacrifice we have to do to our kids.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, you look around the audience here with all these fans, and you see the fathers, you see the sons, you see the moms even.
My dad took something very serious.
Yeah, it's a very special thing.
My dad and my mom said, I'm going to take care of my kids. They took the initiative of, they always told us, and they always said it, I'm going to take care of my kids no matter what, because they need us. You put these kids in the middle of the room and you leave and see what happened.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They didn't want that. They wanted to be part of their life, our life. They wanted to make us into a better man. We didn't win a game in Little League our first 2 years. And my dad was the happiest man, the most motivational guy. He didn't care that we didn't win a game in 2 years. He wanted the development of the kid. He wanted it to work that way. And then later on, we started winning and doing our thing. But he trusted all that stuff, man. So it's very important to be involved in your kids, man.
Give us just a quick rundown of the process of, you know, from memory, really from mind to paper.
Well, the book, in writing the book, there's many, there's different motives for myself. I mean, similar to Benji, he wanted to tell his story, and he wanted to honor his family and his town and his upbringing at the same time. And that was kind of my motivations in writing this. I mean, my brothers and I, my friends and my blood brothers, grew up in this town. I mean, it's a secluded town. It's a small town, and anybody who's grown up in a small community knows the bonds that you form and those unshakable bonds that only you and your friends and your family from that town can can't, you know, experience and have. And
I have, like, I have them. Like sitting here listening to you talk about this, and this is why I love books like this, and I love the Benji's book. It's because when you just talking about it, mm-hmm. it. I remember back now being a kid in my town. Every day, man, in the summer. We got up every day. We went out. We met. We played softball, corkball, baseball, football, soccer, something. But we had a group of about 12 of us, and we made up our own rules, okay? We made up our own teams. No, you know, yeah. Guess what? Somebody got picked last every time.
Your own fights.
Okay, that's right. Somebody got in a fight over the strike zone. It was unfair. I got picked last. Everybody's picking me.
Ain't that beautiful, though?
Yeah, and we. But you know what?
That was the beauty of it.
We figured it out. We didn't need a bunch of parents around to figure it out for us. We failed on our own. We made mistakes on our own. Stuff that my parents to this day don't know about. You know, it just, it that was how it was.
The blood was between brothers.
That's right. The blood was between brothers. So
I'm not a reader, but I'll tell you what.
Well, you read one chapter. Yeah, I know you read one chapter.
Okay, but when I go back.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Sure.
I'm going to tell you what it's all about. I'm going to tell you.
That's right. We'll do a follow-up. Because you want to know how you're doing. Yep.
Well, you'll definitely get you a free copy for sure.
You know, maybe signed by the author.
You don't have to pay.
Hey, you usually do the signing. Craig will do the signing for you today. How about that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll do that, man. I'm going to read that.
Sure. We're going to do a follow-up with you. Awesome. Let's get into some warmer weather. Give the book some time to simmer out there. It's doing okay, though, now, you say, right?
Yes.
Like it's finding its way into homes.
It definitely is, yeah.
For all of our listeners out there, the name of the and for all of our guys here, Sons of Chester, okay, you can find it on
Amazon, okay. And the publisher's website at blackroseriding.com.
Okay.
And if you want to pick up a copy today, right. I'm sure Benji would be glad to sign it for you.
Yeah.
It's just $20.
Yeah. So any of you guys want an autographed copy of Sons of Chester before Benji goes, he can sign it for you, $20. This gentleman here has got a few with him. Craig, we're going to follow back up with you. I want to see how it's doing. We're going to give Benji some. I know, like I said, you had reached out to the connection. It was fine. He was happy to do it. Read the chapter. Wrote a little thing for you of how he felt about it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I know he was happy to do it because he's done it himself. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. just amazing. I tell you what, we're seeing more and more amazing things coming up here from fans for Benji. But that's going to be you someday,
these
brother.
These cards are unbelievable.
I know they're going to be bringing up Sons of Chester books for you to sign down the road, my friend. I'm excited for you. You've been a good man. Not just a good coach. You've been a good man in the classroom, not just on the baseball field, to both my kids. I know you did this for the right reasons. This is what it should be all about, but really, we're happy to help you promote this.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on it. I mean, Benji,
that's
I appreciate
it,
buddy.
All the success.
You're an awesome guy, and I love you, man.
All right, back to producing. That's what you're doing back here, earning your keep. So we'll get some more kids in here. So that was, again, Craig Olau, assistant varsity coach in Edwardsville, where I'm from, that wrote a book. Sons of Chester, guys. He's got a few back here. If anybody wants one for $20, I'm sure Craig and Olau will be happy to sign it for you. It's a great book. Okay, great stuff.
For mom and dads, right here.
That's right.
Don't be afraid. Don't be a stranger with this thing. Come on. We got to get this going.
So, again, guys, as we you know, as we keep going here and Benji keeps getting people kind of coming up, he's happy to sign things and do all that. We're going to kind of look at some of the different things that are going on with the Cardinals. I want to talk about Paul Goldschmidt for a minute, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
Made his appearance here at winter warm-up. Cardinal fans, it's a rite of passage, right? Like him appearing, just signing. You know, what you'd expect from Paul Goldschmidt. He's going to say all the right things, going to do all the right things.
But, Jim, that leads to the whole thing that what we take most, our boring town takes most pride in is the fact that this family here, this Cardinal Nation here, is second to none. That the way they get somebody in and welcome them and just embrace them, and they want that person in here. And you get them down here to winter warm up, and they see the crowd here, it's unbelievable.
Well, I can tell you this, as I look at all these fans, okay, and we got our first purchase of Sons of Chester. Hey, who is this gentleman here, Steve? Let's introduce him here. Who's this gentleman
we're selling a book here.
Yeah, Sons of Chester.
Kurt Schauble.
Kurt, looks like your card. You got the old school batting practice jersey on. I like that.
Actually from the Chicago area. But
oh, boy.
Love it down here.
Yeah, that's okay. How about your boy Chris Bryant piping off a little there, huh?
Hey, well, don't say his boy. That ain't his boy.
Well, he's from Chicago. I'm going to rip on his city. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you got it right. You got the right jersey on. Is your wife here?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't have like a whole Cardinal fan, Cub fan in the house thing going on. Oh, okay. So they got that problem going on here. Okay. But hey, thanks for being the first purchase, Sons of Chester. I know they're going to sign it for you. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the book.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, do you follow us on Twitter or anything? And
we'd love to. No, I don't. But I
find it at Birds on the Bat Show. DM us.
Okay.
You follow us, we're going to follow you back, okay?
Right.
So DM us. We'd love to know your thoughts on the book.
Oh, absolutely.
Love to.
Yeah,
love
thank
to.
You.
Let Did you read
know,
Melina
yes.
yet?
No.
Okay, there's another one for you.
Yeah.
Great book.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you'll cry, you'll laugh. Yes. Phenomenal. Yeah. Good stuff.
Jim, does that mean we need to write a book next?
Let me tell you
we're
something.
With all these authors
Not
here
one,
published. These guys are all published.
Let me tell you something. I'm unpublished, and I'm unpublished for a reason. Okay? I am unpublished for a reason. Let's keep it straight, okay? There is no room for me in any sort of publishing world. I'm a man of the – I'm the spoken man, as everybody that knows me knows.
You're okay. a wordsmith.
I'm a wordsmith.
Verbally.
On the mic. And that's how it goes. Now, hang on, Craig. Where are you going? You got to get it. All right, hang on. Craig wants to get a picture of you two guys. First book. Stay down there. Excited as more kids come in here. All right, so we've been yakking here for a minute. Who's got a question for Benji?
You too.
Which young man's got a question for Benji?
Benji.
All right.
What was your reaction on the opening week whenever Yachty got into that fight with the manager? Because supposedly the manager said a bad word at him. What was your first reaction?
My first reaction, to be honest with you, was jumping out of the booth and go down there. but not to fight. To hold Yachty, knowing how Yachty is. If nobody holds Yachty, he was going to go at him. And he actually hit him with the catcher's glove in his face.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's what I was afraid of. But I thought it was cool. I think I would have done the same thing because the fight wasn't with Yachty. The fight was with the umpire face to face. So why do you have to point at him, especially from the other team? Right? So if you're talking bad about your own team, it's okay. But against the other team, it's kind of, you know, it's a no-no. So I would have done the same thing that he did. And I loved it, man. My reaction was just to jump out and go down there with him, you know. That's a normal reaction, you know.
Well, if he doesn't call him
yeah.
the ultimate bad word,
yeah.
it's a compliment. Because right. in essence, what he's
yeah,
saying
what
is
he's saying
you're
is
letting this guy, the best guy in the business, frame these pitches
uh-huh.
and you're calling them strikes.
Yeah.
Except he chose
yeah,
colorful language.
Right.
That's
yeah.
exactly the point of it.
Yeah.
And it's really a compliment on how good Yachty is
yeah.
working the strike zone.
He just didn't like the way
well,
that
the
he went
thing,
to
right?
him.
Like, am I wrong, Benji? Like, this has been talked about a thousand times over, but am I wrong? Like, when you get booted in a away stadium, it's kind of like, yeah, man,
yeah.
I want to get booed.
You've
that's
done
right.
something good, you know?
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
done something right.
For sure.
And that's how it is in many other stadiums I played in.
Now,
they told me I ate a lot of pizza and... You know, they
cheese
told me
crackers.
About my mom.
Cheese crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
I saw
was
a video
a good
where. No, I saw a video where Jose Oquendo put cheese crackers on
oh.
home plate for you.
I thought you were yelling at me when I came play Yachty because it sounded like your voice, buddy.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I don't know. Sounds kind of like it.
Hey, I can tell you this
it,
much.
It does
he might
kill me
like
how people know the cracker story, and that's just good.
Cheese crackers, but yep. keep the guacamole away from Yachty.
Oh,
because
my Lord.
He will tear up some guacamole.
I've never seen anybody eat so much guacamole as the night the first time we met Yachty in person, had dinner with him with Benji. I wanted to, like, you know, you're nervous, right? You're meeting Yachty for the first time, and, you know because of Benji we're going to be around him a little. And it's like, I kind of wanted to break the ice and go, hey, bud, you going to save some for the rest of us? But I thought, probably not a good idea.
No.
I just let it roll.
I had one
chip. He would have let you have it.
And I think he growled at me.
We had to order an extra one.
Extra, extra.
But, you know, where I was going with it is, like, I don't have any stats in front of me to back this up, but am I the only one here? Doesn't it seem like when they boo Yachty in Cincinnati, he just always just keeps hitting home runs there and keeps doing things? It seems that way. Now, maybe that's intensified because they boo him, and then when he does something, we all love it, right? But it just seems like – and he smiles and laughs. And
he takes pride, man.
That's right. So
he takes pride.
You know, it's funny. One of our best fans – I'm not going to call him a fan because he's – I'll call him a cohort because this guy is so active and loves to talk Cardinals. Scott at Texas Cards Fan 1. He wanted me to ask you a question. I think we've already answered it, but you know, he's like, listen, tell me what I already know, Benji, or at least confirm that Yachty in a real fight would fight to die and not think twice about it. Like, he's that competitive.
If it is something against his family, if it is something against a team, like in this case us, right, the Cardinals, I think it would. I think it will go all out, and he would do the die thing, man. But Yadi's so loyal, and we missed that word, like I said before. He's so loyal.
Yeah, so, yeah, that answers that question there for sure. We got a lot of things coming in.
I got a question
We got a question from the audience, okay?
We all know about Yadi Molina's reaction about Chris Bryant's comment about St. Louis, but I want to know, what is your reaction to it?
Oh. My personal reaction was backing up Yadi, of course, and what he's saying, but I was paying attention to what he said very closely because I didn't want him to get in trouble, you know, with extra, right, with the extra words or something. So I was paying a close attention. I didn't like it at all. I don't think you got the right to talk about anybody's city.
Yep.
You talk about me, you say all you want, it's fine, but not the city, right? So I'm backing up Yadi 100%.
Yeah.
Got it. Got another one over here.
Okay, go ahead.
How close are you with your brothers, and do you guys talk on a daily basis?
Every single day, Yadi sent me a video that you can see. you know, different kinds. Every single day, Yadi makes fun of me. Every single day, Yadi tells me he loves me. Every single day. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that we don't text. There's no, or call, of course, or a video call.
And that's the family,
every single
too.
Day. Yeah.
Mom, Benji, yep. And Benji's mom will call during the podcast sometimes.
Yes.
And he'll have to, you know, tell him, hey, guys, I got to take mom's call here. You know, he doesn't let mom
let me
go
ask
to voicemail.
You a question. Do you play baseball?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mom and dad come to the games?
Yes.
Okay. You're the coach. Is mom there? How's mom? Let me ask you a question. How is mom as a fan in the stands? Is she supportive, or does she yell and scream? How is she?
She's very loud but supportive.
Okay, so let me tell you this, pal. Okay, I've caught Benji and Yadi's mom in action. I've seen it. Okay, Yadi's son plays in a league over in Illinois, selectly, that I'm one of the commissioners in. So they have an end of season playoff thing. So I see her because we run it, right? I've caught her in action, pal. And let me tell you, she's not messing around.
Thank you, Shane.
Okay. So this would be young girl's grandmother, Yadi's mom, and she sits right behind the on deck circle, and she's coaching the whole time. Okay. So I'm here to tell you, these guys know about mom and being in the stands. So yes, they do. Look at that, man. Look at you.
Thank you.
Those are some splits, buddy. So, yeah, no, listen, I'm enjoying, like, the check this guy out. Check these splits out at first base. Can you do that?
Ow.
No, he cannot do that. So
that hurts.
Really? So, you know, as we're wrapped up with questions here, we can talk just a little bit more as we move. Benji, as the Cardinal winter warm-ups kind of were, you know, and I'm so glad you're involved in it now, and hopefully going forward every year you're out doing the caravan. I'm going to ask you a question. You guys met some amazing people on the caravan. You guys, I saw, toured some hospitals, did some things. Everybody listening here, okay, has probably followed you, listened to you. Is this your second home now?
I would say this is obviously, when we talk about home, obviously family home, it's family home.
Right.
That doesn't come into question. But for me, this is the number one baseball home for me now. It's been a while.
Sure, sure.
We've been a fan of Yadi.
Sure.
When I was playing, we came to the World Series when he lost.
Yep.
We came to the World Series when he won.
Right.
You know, like that. So we've been coming over, see, even if when I was playing. So for me, St. Louis has been a city that has been awesome. Awesome. The fans are great. The people are very loyal to their team. I haven't seen so many booing until like the last – maybe last 3 years has been loud on booing.
Right.
But they usually don't do that a lot, so which is make us pretty cool. So I love it, man. I really do love it.
Because the fans have embraced you. I mean, you would think, like we talk about all the time, you would think you played here for 13 years. You know, become.
I love that. I have a responsibility now to the Cardinals, and that's to grow the Hispanic radio listeners,
a growing fan base for everybody, not just the Cardinals. Yep. It's a growing fan base for everybody.
Yep.
So yes,
that's my responsibility now. So I'm gonna go all out at it. Even when Yadi retires, I'm still hope that I'm still here. You know, I don't have to go coaching with him somewhere. So No, I take that job very serious, and I know for you guys that don't know, the Hispanic radio, Spanish radio for the Cardinals reach Jose Martinez family in Venezuela, Carlos Martinez in Dominican, Yadi in Puerto Rico, our family right in Puerto Rico, that they don't understand any English. So they can watch it on Fox Sports Midwest, put it on, and then they talk in English. They don't understand, you know, their families. So they turn it down. They go 2 hours through MLB at bat. They put our voices on, and they're watching the game, listening to us. So it makes a difference in that matter. Imagine people here around St.
Right,
Louis in the
sure.
area. I mean, they feel good about listening into their own language, you know?
Yeah. You know, so the last question for you, and I know you got to get out of here. You're going to go speak on stage.
Hey, hold on. But
yes,
can
sir.
We,
yes,
I
sir.
Mean, I'm done at 2.
Yeah.
Can we record another hour after 2?
If you want. Sure, why not?
Hey,
we're ready.
I mean, people are
yeah.
not leaving after
okay,
2, right?
We'll come back. Last question then before you go to follow up on this being your second home. We're back at 2 o'clock. Okay. Last
Does that
question
mean
before
Adam's
we go.
Smokehouse is getting catered in?
They're closed today.
Oh,
we're
my
going
gosh.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow,
okay,
yes.
So last question then before you go. That was your first winter caravan, right? Now, you've probably done things in other cities. What's your favorite memory from doing the caravan? Because I know what it means to you to go see those people that
I
are
always,
struggling, that are
yeah.
doing whatever. I know how much that means to you. We saw your brother FaceTime in with Jose to a sick kid. What's your favorite memory so far from the caravan?
The worst one was watching those kids going through cancer or a sickness, right?
Right.
That was really tough to watch. I don't like that. But the best one, the whole caravan, was watching these kids smile whenever they came in. I'm not a player anymore, right? So watching their smile when they talked to Jose, when they were talking to Brevia, Gant, and Lane Thomas. So, I mean, that gets you in your heart, you know, when you see them smiling and having fun with their gear on.
Right, with their gear
you know,
on, right.
I mean, that's amazing.
Do you have the backstory to the FaceTime with Yadi and Jose and that patient? Was it just Jose talking to this patient?
No,
this
Jose just called out of nowhere.
It was like favorite player was Yadi, and he said, wait
yeah.
a minute, and called and
yeah,
Yadi.
I can call him and try him here,
yeah.
and then he answers. So, he would, you know, it
Face
was pretty
time.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was
so
pretty cool.
That's and let me tell you something. That's why these guys, that's why you got to pull for them. That's why, and I hate to say this, we love it when these guys get bent out. We love it. Listen, we're passionate, right? When a guy struggles, when a guy's not doing well, we want to say he's not good enough. We want to say he doesn't belong. Those are our guys, folks. Okay, we got to be a little more realistic about the human side of this whole thing, okay? And I got to tell you, as the older I get, and I understand when I was younger, I was probably more passionate in the wrong way. But God darn it, you know, when Jose Martinez or Yadier Molina or somebody else is struggling, you know, let's think about all the great stuff that they've done for us as a franchise. So, you know, I got to tell you, I'm excited about this year as we move forward. I'm excited for you as you continue to grow as a member of this organization, which you truly are. And I know fans have embraced you since day one. Just want to pop on here as we are at the end of winter warm-up. We've had a tremendous couple of days here, culminated by having the opportunity to do our show live, thanks to our good friends at the Good Sports Booth. Had the opportunity to have Benji Molina actually join us. The crowd, amazing. You know, I want to say this, and I mean this. When we started this show, and this is all, like, I've seen this happening, but my feelings on this have really come to to where I feel really strongly about what I'm about to say as a result of what I've seen here this weekend. So, you know, we do this show. We do it live here. And I just want to take a minute to thank Benji Molina. Number one, for, you know, let's be realistic here, for agreeing to do a weekly podcast show with just a couple of regular everyday guys. That's number one. Number two, there's no doubt about it that when I met Benji Molina, you know, his place in St. Louis sports, you know, he was a coach for a year. People knew who he was. People definitely respect the career that this man has had. I mean, he's, you know, a two-time Gold Glove winner, won a World Series, a major competitor. His story and his book are amazing. You can't help but be a fan. And then when you get to know the guy, whether it's – and most of the time, how do we get to know somebody? A lot of times these days it's through social media. It's hard to not love the guy, right? But I got to tell you, I've seen something happen over the last couple of years since he really came on with us. And, again, this is no slight at Benji. When he first comes on,
at the beginning. You know, everybody likes the guy. Everybody appreciates him. Everybody knows he was a pro. Everybody knows what a really good player he was. Everybody appreciated everything about him. But we're St. Louis, right? He's Yachty's brother, right? What I have seen happen over the last couple of years is Benji has become like one of our family as a Cardinal family, right? Like he's always prided himself on being a fan, right? Like loves it. And then as he is in the broadcast booth, I mean, how do you not appreciate everything and his enthusiasm and the way that you would think, as I say all the time, once you meet him and once you get to know him, and if you talk to him and you didn't know the history, you would think he played his whole career here, right? And I think people appreciate that. But I can tell you, this weekend really brought it all the way around for me, because what I've seen is Benji Molina is now like just a strong part of the Cardinal family. I can't tell you firsthand, okay, now that I'm wrapping this up, how the crowd when we did our podcast. And I'm telling you, the kids, and this is why they love him. Like we went into that whole thing with we were going to do this and we were going to do that, and then we were going to let some people ask some questions. It quickly changed, and I mean, it's Benji grabbing kids and having them come sit with us and talk to us because that's what he wanted to do. And the kids love him. And I got to say, my favorite thing of the whole thing was, you know, most people, if you have the opportunity to sit next to a guy like Benji Molina and you have the opportunity to have him sign something for you and take a selfie with you, and you know how funny he is and all this kind of stuff. These two girls, these wonderful two girls, you know, when you meet Benji Molina and he signs something for you, what do? Well, you sign something right back for him, and them bringing them a picture of them in their softball uniforms and they signed it and gave it to him is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. But just the way the crowd interacts with him and the way he interacts back with them. And then I go upstairs as we cut when we were leaving here, and we go up because he hits the main stage with Polo. And I got to tell you, I mean, most of you guys have been to Winter Warm-Up, and he's on the main stage, and the place is packed, and you can't walk in the room. And he and Polo really steal the event. And it's just because of their personalities. By now, you've all seen the video of him dancing on stage, and they're doing their play-by-play. You've all seen it. It's just amazing to me how much personality and who you really are shines through when you're just being yourself. And I'm proud to have this guy on our show. I feel privileged to have him on our show. I do feel honored to call him a friend. To be associated with him in any way means everything to us. I know I speak for Steve and all the guys here at Two Birds on a Bat. And just like I said, what I saw this weekend with the fan interaction and what he did, it was amazing. And I got to tell you, it was an amazing thing to be a part of from my standpoint. And when you meet, I mean, take a couple of days and meet thousands of people. Think about that. How often do you get to meet thousands of people? I got to do that this weekend. And it was amazing how many people came up and, you know, hey, you know, love your show, love Benji, love your show, love Benji, love your show, love Ben. He's so positive. He's so great. We love to hear his takes. We love to, this is what I like. Even the people that sometimes would say, you know, he's a little old school for me because, you know, I like the new age. But man, you got to appreciate how much he loves the Cardinals. You got to appreciate his honesty. I mean, just across the board. Now, I know that Winter Warm-Up can be a love fest, if that's what you want to call it. But I got to tell you, man, if you're a kid, if you're with your dad or your mom or whatever, and you love the Cardinals and it's a family affair, it's like Disneyland for a couple of days, guys. And for anybody out there that hasn't done it, it's like Disneyland. I say you got to go one time. And once you go, man, you're going to be hooked. So that this weekend really confirmed what I've seen happening for 2 years. He doesn't need to be anybody's brother anymore. He is ours. He is St. Louis's. He is as much a part of the fabric of our Cardinal fandom as anything else. If I heard this one time this weekend, I heard it 1,000 times, and that is, I wish I could speak Spanish because I love listening to you guys, and I don't even understand what you're saying. That's how energetic and how much fun they are. And they did it on stage. They did a recreation of the time – the stuff that happens with Yachty, and it's becoming fame, like when the stuff happens. They did recreation of saying nobody understands a word, but the whole place just goes crazy. I mean, it's happening right before our eyes, and I got to tell you, just a great ambassador for Cardinal baseball. So appreciative of the fans and the kids. And I got to tell you, I've never felt more happy to do something than I did this weekend. I mean, I got to tell you, the looks on these kids' faces when they would come and sit down and actually talk to him and look at him and him take pictures, and it, you know, no big deal, man. Let's do this. Let's have fun. And it was awesome. So I just wanted to say thank you first off to Benji. Thank you to all of the listeners and all of the Cardinal fans and everybody that made this weekend just an unbelievable event for us. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show, as it was obviously a little bit different than the average show. But we had a lot of fun with it. Thanks to free agency being stagnant, we didn't really miss anything this week. So next week when we get back on our normal schedule, maybe we'll have something to talk about. But just a great weekend. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did as well. I want to remind everybody, again, one last time, find us, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. You know, really means a lot to us if you guys would do that there. Find us on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Make sure you've clicked Invite Your Friends. When you see the pinned post, folks, make sure you've liked it, commented on it, and shared it. That's how we reach more Cardinal fans. You guys have been great about that, and we do appreciate it. We could also have you guys find us on social media's Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show there. You can follow us. Love to have you be there as well. Lineupmedia.fm, we thank them for their continued support. Home of Yo Radio, lots of cool things happening behind the scenes with that streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today out of the App Store. You guys will be glad you did. To all of our partners out there, you heard me mention Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com. He does so much for us, does so much for the show. We appreciate him and everything he does, whether it's construction, heating and cooling, the electric team, and, of course, his new plumbing team. They are up and running. 35 years experience. He's a second-generation craftsman. We're actually going to meet him this week for lunch, and I love spending time with Randy, as he's just a great human. He's got some great stories for us, as he traveled to Puerto Rico and actually stopped by, introduced himself and met Benji's mom, and then he spent some time this weekend out in Arizona while Benji was here and happened to stop by and got himself a good picture with Benji's gold gloves. So just a tremendous guy, just loves baseball and loves to support our show, and we appreciate him. Adam Smokehouse, thank you for your continued support, as we've been there a couple times now while Benji's in town, and that you guys never disappoint. That's Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays open till 7 o'clock. Of course, they will deliver to certain area codes, and the catering and the box lunches and all the stuff that you can do to bring Adam Smokehouse to your event, to your office, to anything that you need. Second to none, folks. I think they're the best barbecue in St. Louis. I'm not shy about saying that. I know there's good barbecue in town here. I know you know the names of the other places. The reality of it is, folks, never, ever, ever have a bad experience at Adam Smokehouse. Make sure you give them an opportunity for your business as well. I want to thank the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal baseball, as we continue to move forward with them. And the Gators Baseball Academy. Look for some of the videos they're going to have coming out. We're going to be spending some time. Benji Molina took him over there. He did some stuff on their new hit tracks, had a lot of fun with that. You know, it's funny. We were talking off air, and he's like, man, you know, I'm getting older. I haven't played in a long time. But, you know, you still see those guys every now and again. They get in there, and their compete level is something else. It was a treat to watch him hop in there on the hit tracks and have a lot of fun. And really, at the end of the day, just a great tool and a lot of fun for kids, and that's what he's all about. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located on the Missouri side of the river, now also located in the Illinois side, on the Illinois side, and the Gators Baseball Academy for all the prep students. Four Pillar System, second to none. Make sure you check them out, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To all of our Facebook partners out there, thank you for your continued support. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, Mick Lightart, City Media. You guys mean a lot to us. When you guys share our stuff, it reaches so many people. That goes for my good friend Chris Lawless at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. The whole group over there at the CN 24/7 Network, Ron, Gino, Crash, the whole group. Everybody's doing a ton of work behind the scenes to make Cardinal baseball readily available to be talked about. In whichever fandom situation that you'd like to do so. But Chris Lawless, you really got things going for us, and we're never going to forget that. You'll always be a part of what we do, brother. We appreciate it. Don't forget my girls, Linda and Vicky, two of our favorite groups, fans of Yadier Molina, and, of course, I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. St. Louis Cardinals crew is another good one. Love it. Cardinals Freaks, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. There's good ones out there. Birds on a Bat. Just type in Birds on a Bat. It's a closed group. It's a good one. You guys are going to enjoy it. Like I said, man, there's plenty of Cardinal baseball out there for everybody. For everybody here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.